Chapter 35, The Sword of Honours. Inspector Pound looked even more harassed than when I had left him.
Take a look at those.
He thrust a fistful of telegrams at my guardian.
Good morning, Inspector.
Sidney Grice greeted him and skimmed the contents.
Congratulations, Miss Middleton,
Pound snarled.
I am currently being vilified by Sir William Vernon Harcourt, the Home Secretary, for causing an international incident. You are aware, are you not, that this man is related to Her Majesty the Queen?
Does the German Embassy know that Prince Ulrich is here?
Mr. G asked.
Of course,
the inspector grimaced.
The envoy has just left, and only to fetch the ambassador in person.
Has he spoken yet? I inquired.
No, nor will he, Pound replied, except to insult my men by telling them they are pigs and dogs.
This came as a surprise to them.
Sidney Grice clipped on his pince-nez to decipher a scrawled missive. Where is he now? I asked hastily.
In an interview room.
Pound bottled up his indignation at my guardian's remark.
He's so objectionable, I'd have throttled him if I'd have kept him in here. But it has been impressed upon me that it could be construed as an act of war if I locked him in a cell.
He will be in one soon enough, I forecast.
Not on the evidence that you have produced, some might say manufactured.
Mr. G took off his pince-nez, but continued reading. However Prince Ulrich came to be at the opium den, I began.
Opium? Oh, for heaven's sake!
Pound protested. He tried to assault me, I persisted. At least he cannot deny that fact.
It is a popular, and therefore fallacious, belief that facts speak for themselves.
My guardian let the papers float one by one, some onto the desk, but most onto the floor.
If they did, I would not be obliged to spend many of my conscious hours speaking on their behalf. That you have caught His Highness in a trap is almost indisputable, but there are two obvious escape routes. The first I have already alluded to. He can simply deny everything, and then it is just your word against his, especially as your one witness has yet to re-emerge.
Do you think he will? I asked worriedly.
Of course he shall,
my godfather reassured me.
One way or another.
You do not think he is, I cried.
I have no reason to believe that Harkaday is dead,
my godfather hastened to reassure me.
Or alive.
I stepped back.
I will send a man to look for him,
Pound promised. One man? I threw up my hands.
Which is one more than I can spare,
the inspector told me stiffly, and I lowered my arms for I knew the force was overstretched, with officers being seconded to Limehouse and the search for the soft-hearted strangler who had struck again in Soho.
And I am tied up at present with a very angry German and running out of reasons to hold him.
Well, I am not afraid to be cross-examined in court.
Then allow me to be afraid for you.
Mr. G speared a ball of paper.
I have a deserved reputation for truthfulness, but you are a girl, and what judge in his right mind would take your word against that of a Prussian officer, gentleman, and aristocrat?
First, I am a woman. I banged my fist on the wall and wished I had not. And second, my word is as good as any man's any day.
Mr. G looked at me pityingly. Shall I give examples of your deceitful behaviour since you lumbered so gracelessly into my home? Shall I mention your clumsy untruths regarding your inhalation of tobacco leaf smoke, your ingestion of ethyl alcohol, the company you keep? What is the other way?
Pound broke in.
Simply denying the facts gives me the opportunity of proving them, and if Prince Ulrich knows anything about me, which he does, he will know that it is my job to prove facts, and there is none better at it than I.
He folded the last telegram 5 times.
The second route is more elegant and almost unanswerable, and therefore he will take it.
He tossed the paper over his shoulder without troubling to flatten it for inspection. I looked towards the inspector for clarification, but there was none forthcoming. And that is? I inquired.
He has an excuse.
What possible excuse could there be? I railed at the very idea. Mr. G raised his left eyebrow.
Why do we not ask the man himself? He will not talk to anybody, Pound insisted.
I tried for 2 hours.
Sidney Grice pirouetted. He will speak to me. And he marched out of the door.